This was a part of the conversation that I had with Jana Lansbury, live, unedited. And if you want to be a part of the conversation too, then subscribe to my Patreon, www.patreon.com/Mr. Chaz, and join the conversation. Ask your own questions. Every single week, I bring on someone with a different expertise. Be a part of it for as low as $5 a month and get access to one-on-one coaching with me for as low as $20 a month. I believe that every household should have access to an affordable guide on their parenting journey. Sign up if you want me to be your guide, or if you just want your parenting and teaching questions answered.
What's my name? What's my name? What's my name?
You know, what is respectful parenting? Tell us what respectful parenting is. And just kind of sum it all up for us.
Okay. I think to sum it up, it is recognizing that your child from the moment they're born is an actual person, a whole person. And they have their own destinies. They have their own likes and dislikes and passions and their whole life that they're going to live. And we don't have to try to adjust that or fix that. It's kind of perfect as it is, but what our job is to develop the best relationship that we can, the most affirming, healthy relationship with our child. So you can't have a relationship if you don't see it's a person yet, but when you see it's a person, that they deserve respect and ability to express themselves as different from us sometimes, which, you know, isn't always easy, but it's important that we, as soon as possible, start to recognize that. And then our job again becomes, which is still a little daunting, developing a fantastic relationship is daunting. Everything that we do with our child, every moment we have with them really is moving our relationship forward, which doesn't at all mean perfection. In fact, it means being a model of humanity, which is very imperfect. And so we have a lot of freedom. We want to model all those qualities. And what this does is also it gives us an opportunity to work on ourselves and be the best us that we can be. So that we can, and it's a process, you know, it's not supposed to be done ever. I mean, I'm still learning how to be a better parent. I'm learning how to be better in my relationships. But there's no better inspiration than a child, our own child, especially, that we have so much power with. And we become the model, like we can create this healthy model of relationships that they will take with them throughout life, and that will become the types of relationships and what love means to them. So it's a powerful thing. And my phone never ever rings up here. This is like a landline, believe it or not. So it's, I'm sure it's spam, but let me just put it off. Yeah, potential call from potential spam. Thank you very much, Mr. Spam.
Real Janet Lansbury in her real life.
Speaking of imperfect. Anyways.
What a great example. You planned that, didn't you?
Yeah. So it's kind of simplifies our job a lot. It takes a lot of pressure off us to do a lot of things that I probably thought, well, I did think that I was supposed to do before I learned about this approach. I thought, oh, I got to teach them everything and show them everything. And, you know, that's my job to kind of, they're a blank slate and I've got to put all this stuff in them to make them into somebody. And then I realized through my training with Magda Gerber, actually as a parent, I realized going to RIE classes, which is how I started in this work, that, oh my goodness, they actually, when you observe even that 3-month infant, 2-month old infant, they've got, you see that you take a step back, they have their whole thing going on. They've got thoughts going on. They're making choices of where to look and, you know, what I want to do in this moment, and they're already there. So what a relief that we don't have to make all these kinds of, you know, enrichment learning things happen for them, that they will, in a reasonably enriching environment, that they will, they are amazing learners, and they will seek out the learning that they're ready to do, and they will develop in the ways that they're ready to develop, as long as they have that security of our relationship. So, you know, just like all of us, but I guess especially children, it's harder for them to learn well and develop as well if they have to, you know, be constantly on edge or like feel unaccepted for certain things they're doing. And not that we let them do everything, that's another story, but that they feel that, you know, we're kind of conditionally on their side and not always on their side. Like if they have to worry about all that, then it's very distracting, right? They can't focus on all the kid learning that they need to do, that they want to do. So the relationship is very, very important. And it's something that we have total power to provide imperfectly in this process. So that's the difference with respectful parenting, and is seeing that there's a person worthy of respect from the beginning, which is the lens that we see through, and therefore it affects everything that we do in the way that we perceive our child and react to them.
Yeah. And I have one that was, you know, beautiful. I love hearing you speak, but I have one last question for me. Sure. Because you talk a lot about, you know, a lot about boundaries. I know so there are some people here who listen to your podcast, and that is a reoccurring theme. And you talk about, you know, the, you know, importance of the relationship, but also, you know, the importance of boundaries too. Now, why are boundaries so important? I'm just going to leave right there. Why are boundaries so important?
Why are boundaries important? They're important because while this is a relationship of two people, children are immature people that don't have the life knowledge that we have and aren't able to see what's going to happen if I, you know, go grab that cat's tail and, you know, the cat would scratch me. And they're just explorers, right? They're just learners. Part of that relationship, that safety relationship that I'm talking about, is feeling safe that we can be their leaders. Like we can take care of the boundaries that they need to keep them safe, to keep them from being really upsetting to us, you know, like not letting them get in our stuff if we don't want to, you know, if that's going to bother us. They can't be in charge of that. We have to be in charge of that. And if we're not kind of looking out for that and, you know, helping guide them, then that's another distraction, you know? So it's not only like not having a comfortable relationship of people that are, you know, on your team, on your side, but it's also like, okay, they're being inconsistent. Like, I got to keep figuring out what the rules are because I'm not getting a clear answer here from them. And they seem like really upset when I just do this small thing. Like I've got to keep figuring out what's going on. So that becomes their learning instead of, you know, these other childlike things that they want to learn and learn through play and their exploration. So it's we can get rid of those distractions by giving them that framework. And Magda Gerber used to often say that, my mentor used to say that, you know, there's no real freedom without boundaries. Like that's not freedom. Mm-hmm. It's not freedom when you're, you know, upsetting your parent because you're getting into all of the stuff and you don't have a safe. But if you have that boundaried area where in this play area, like you get to do whatever you want, this is your stuff, you know, that's freedom. It's not like I can go all around the house, but like everything I do, you know, could get a reaction out of somebody or bother somebody or, you know, get somebody mad at me. That's not freedom. But the like boundaries of the play area provides actual freedom.
Yeah.
You know, I call it a yes space, because they don't have to, we don't have to, and we don't have to also be, you know, no. I mean, it's right. Freedom for us too.
Yeah.
Freedom for us.
Mm-hmm. Because at that point you can just, instead of the like anxiety and the stress of, you know, I think about the like, it's too quiet. Like they might be getting into something, but if they're in that yes space, then there's, you know, not as much of a concern. Like they can manipulate whatever in the environment, and, you know, they can experiment and explore fully without that concern of like, ooh, like, am I getting away with something? Like, is this something I'm going to get, you know, in trouble for? They really do have freedom to explore. And obviously because of their, you know, lack of experience and maturity, they can explore everything in the household. But, you know, it is great that, you know, I agree. And I love that you said that, that the boundaries allow for like that, the true freedom. I love that.
Yeah. And I had to learn that personally in my own journey with a first daughter who's very strong-willed, and she's 28 now, and she turned out okay. She turned out better than okay, but she's channeled it, you know. But man, like, she was so ready to take over the house, and I really had to learn that what seemed maybe more loving in the moment, oh, just let her do it, like she's, you know. And I of course saw her as very capable, because I was got her trained to see how capable she was, and she really was. But I had to realize that, you know, it's not loving for me to have her be distracted by kind of, I don't know, making adult decisions and like things that I realized that relieving her of that by being maybe what felt like the bad guy in some moments was actually much more loving, because it freed her to be a little kid instead of, you know, again, like you were saying, Mr. Chaz, like, Can I do this? What's she gonna do if I do this? What's she gonna do if I do that? You know?
Yeah.
It doesn't kind of gives them too much responsibility.
Yeah.
So I had to learn this the hard way, or the best way, through experience, the way children learn.
Yeah. That tends to be the deeper learning anyways.
Yeah.
Thank you for listening. Be on the lookout for the Q&A portion of the episode. It's coming next week, or even sooner than that. And don't forget to sign up for my community.
What's my name? What's my name? What's